Bonjour. Today is the last day for essayer, to try. And the example, I am trying to remember, right? But appeler, the verb appeler, is to call. And rappeler is to call back or to return the call. So when I say try, essay, try to return my call, or try to call me back. Essayed, me rappeler. Oh, I will try today to use the non-reflexive version to call somebody back. Good? Let's do present, past, and future on that. I'm trying to call you back today or to return your call. J'essaie de te rappeler. Hier, j'ai essayé de te rappeler. Demain, je vais essayer de te rappeler. Today, you're trying to call me back or you are trying to return my call. Aujourd'hui, t'essaies de me rappeler. Hier, t'as essayé de me rappeler. Demain, tu vas essayer de me rappeler. You're going to try to return my call. Today, he's trying to return your call. Aujourd'hui, il essaie de te rappeler. You remember after essay, there is a DE that is contracted to just D. So, essaie de te rappeler. That's why there is a rebound there. So, aujourd'hui, il essaie de te rappeler. Hier, il a essayé de te rappeler. Demain, il va essayer de te rappeler. She's trying to call him back, or she's trying to return his call. Elle essaie de le rappeler. Hier, elle a essayé de le rappeler. Demain, elle va essayer de le rappeler. Today, we are trying to call her back or to return her call. Aujourd'hui, on essaie de la rappeler. Hier, on a essayé de la rappeler. Demain, on va essayer de la rappeler. You all are trying to call me back, or you all are trying to return my call. Aujourd'hui, vous essayez de me rappeler. Hier, vous avez essayé de me rappeler. Demain, vous allez essayer de me rappeler. Today, they are trying to return your call. Aujourd'hui, ils essaient de te rappeler. Hier, ils ont essayé de te rappeler. Demain, ils vont essayer de te rappeler. Today, they are trying to call us back. Aujourd'hui, elles essaient de nous rappeler. Yesterday, hier, elles ont essayé de nous rappeler. Demain, elles vont essayer de nous rappeler. Very good. Excellent. Whew. Yes, sometimes it's a little harder, but, you know, how does the kid learn, right? No French person has ever studied grammar or done this kind of thing, even though they were able to speak. And it's only when, once they were able to speak, that they studied all these things to be able to write it. Okay? So it's about imitating, repeating and repeating. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive the posts of this, of course, every day to try to work on your verbs. Every week, you will receive a post to work on film dialogues. And every 2 weeks, you will receive you will receive a post on a topic to learn or to learn French. And I'm explaining everything about studying versus learning, learning French versus learning Spanish, to prove to you, and I think with the verbs, I could prove that to learn French it's easier than Spanish when you want to speak it. So all these things, please subscribe and do everything good. See you. À bientôt. See you soon. Salut.